It is 3 months since a coalition led by Saudi Arabia began to bomb Yemen. The aim was to stop the advance of the Houthis, rebels who took over the capital Sana'a last September. Thousands of people have been killed since the airstrikes began, and the blockade caused by the military action has had an immense impact on the civilian population. Few have access to medical care. Millions of people are facing starvation. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen has managed to get into Yemen to see what life there is like.
I'm driving through the streets of Sana'a, the capital. There is a tremendous amount of rubbish and debris around, and I'm heading to an area which has been heavily bombed in a raid a little while ago. I can see broken down buildings and a crater too, where presumably a house used to be. This is your home?
Yes, home.
And what's your name?
Samir.
I mean, there's a lot of damage here.
Yeah, it's damaged.
What happened to this man's house then? It's completely gone?
Yeah, completely.
Man's arrived and he's produced a bit of the projectile that did the damage. Twisted piece of very heavy-duty steel, covered in jagged edges. What's your name?
Alcardi.
So, were you here when all this happened?
Yeah, I was in the car right there. My car was in front of it. We heard jets flying, and just out of the blue, huge explosion right nearby, and then another explosion. At that time, we just freaked out and ran away. That's when we heard the third and fourth explosion. This was the last one right here. This was the biggest explosion, actually, and a lot of people got hurt.
Can you show me what you've got on your phone from that night?
Sure. Just the kids, the ladies, my friends yelling and screaming. I'm a med student. I tried helping a lot of people. And I saw my friend. He was screaming at me and crying. And he was pointing at the ground. He's like, he's dead. The little kid, he's around 5 years old. So I walk close by and I see the kid in the ground with his head cut open and his brains out. And it was really... There's no words to describe what I saw.
So there were children who were killed?
Five, from this family alone.
What are people around here now saying about the Saudis?
They really hate them right now.
I'm in the old city of Sana'a. Very beautiful, very ancient, and also, sadly, very poor. And there aren't many shoppers either, because prices have gone way up since the Saudis imposed their blockade of Yemen.
Life is miserable. No water, no electricity, no diesel. This is the only place where you can get water during the day, and it's only available for 2 to 3 hours. The state and Saudi Arabia have destroyed everything in the country.
We hope that Mr. Cameron will not attack our country like Saudis. This is not correct. They don't have the right to attack our country. And that's why we hope that they will stop this aggression of our country.
What do you think the British should say to the Saudis?
I hope that they will remember the Second World War, when London was attacked from Hitler. It's similar to that one.
People here are getting united in the way the British did when they were bombed.
Yes, of course. I am sure that they are united. You see? And this is the answer of Saudis. You have to take care, yeah. You see? These are the rockets every day. They don't care about the children. They don't care about the women, the hospitals, everything.
But the explosion wasn't a Saudi airstrike. It was a car bomb not far away. We're now at the scene of the explosion, and there's a lot of debris. I can see a trail of blood on the floor where wounded were taken away, wounded or dead. This is a bomb outside a mosque. A few days ago, there were three bombs outside mosques claimed by Islamic State. There are people here who say it could be Al-Qaeda. The Houthis are also fighting jihadists who are hitting back. Layers of war are destroying Yemen. The civil war here was mostly a homegrown fight for power. But the Saudis say the Houthis are backed by Iran, something they deny. For Saudi Arabia, though, sending a message to the Iranians to keep out of Yemen is a major reason for the war.
I'm Hisham Sharaf Abdullah. I was a minister in the previous government. What they say about Iran only is some kind of an excuse There is no Iranian interference whatsoever. There was some kind of assistance to the Houthis. But as the government of Yemen, we didn't do what should lead to this. Saudi Arabia was a friend to Yemen. This was really a strategic mistake by these new rulers of Saudi Arabia.
Sounds to me like this war might go on for a while.
We are ready for it, for our pride and for our people. We will not nail down for the Saudis. The Saudis should know that.
I'm looking out of my hotel room window at the darkened city of Sana'a. Darkened roofs, dark windows, dark doorways. They haven't had mains electricity here for months. Yemenis are used to tough times, but what makes this time tougher than ever is the fact that their future isn't in their own hands. They've been pulled into the wider standoff between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And for Yemenis, that's very bad news.
Jeremy Bowen reporting, and there's more on the BBC website of what Jeremy's seen in Yemen, including his visit to the main hospital in Sana'a and also to the schools which are housing some of those who've lost their homes.